قالوا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما منا أحد إلا ماله أحب إليه ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم every one of us our wealth is more beloved to us than our wealth than the wealth of our heirs. قال فإن ماله ما قدم ومال وارثه ما أخر رواه البخاري. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم gave a reply that the wealth that you have given in charity, that you have forwarded, that wealth is truly yours. And the wealth that you're holding back, that wealth that you're holding back, and because you're only holding back because you love it, that is actually the wealth of your heirs. So indirectly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that you're loving, the thing that you're holding back is the wealth that you love for your heirs. That wealth you love more than your own wealth. If you really loved your wealth, then you would distribute it. Here, ulama ikram explained, it doesn't mean a person must give everything away and leave nothing for his family. Leaving also is part of deen. So here is where a person has got extra, he's got a lot, then he should also think of himself and send something forward and contribute so that on the day of Qiyamah in Akhirat he can see the benefit of his giving. It's not that he's just holding back and holding back unnecessarily. There's no need for him to hold back. And this person is holding back, then he is actually leaving that money behind. As we explained yesterday, that on the will a person's, anybody's name he can put, but the only person's name he can't put on the will, as far as wasiyat and bequest is concerned, is he can't put his own name. Why? Because this person is leaving everything and he's going. So very often it happens, such a person accumulates and accumulates and accumulates, but at the end he has to leave everything. And sometimes that accumulating can become such a problem. One person came recently and he's telling me that sleepless nights I'm having. I asked him, what is the problem? He said, I'm worried all the wealth that I've gathered and accumulated now, I'm scared my children are going to fight after I pass. Old man, I'm scared now they're going to fight. So this is the thing that is worrying me. So sometimes we think that accumulating is a good thing, but at the end, it happens such that because of the same wealth you accumulated, now that instead of the family being happy, the children are fighting, the family is fighting. Yesterday, one incident, there was a family dispute that came to the office. So, also business related. Now they got the children are fighting amongst themselves. Adult children, they're fighting amongst themselves. And then the father is caught in his old age, he's caught on one side. And such becheni in the family, now the one child, in the meeting, the one child is telling the father that to talk to you is like talking to a brick wall, shouting at the father. To talk to you is like to talk to a brick wall. Nothing goes in your head. So imagine now, all his whole life he accumulated and he spent on his children. But this is the end result. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, if you really want to do something for yourself, then spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you think you're doing so much, but at the end you'll realize that everything wasn't the best for you to do was to keep. So therefore, there's two things ulama explained as far as his wealth is concerned, is how a person gets his income. Jaise karni, waise barni. That how a person he earns and his wealth is halal, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that that wealth will bring about barakah. But that wealth a person earns anyhow, he's not worried about taking interest, not worried about giving interest, at the end you'll see that barakah is snatched away. Therefore we find that this word zakat, zakat actually Arabic meaning got two meanings. One is zakah yasku, it means that to grow. So when a person is giving wealth in charity, his wealth is actually growing. That is one of the meaning of zakat. The next meaning of zakat is to purify. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful is that person who has purified his nafs. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّاهَا. Successful is that person who is purified. So all this shows that this word zakah means purified. So it has a meaning of growing and has a meaning of purifying. What is it purifying? It's purifying our wealth. So what is it removing? Purification is a method of removing filth and removing dirt. So it's removing all that bala that comes with the wealth. All that problems and that parishani and the difficulty and that fighting that comes with the wealth. The zakat is such a thing, it actually purifies and cleans that wealth. So now that barakat in the wealth. Therefore Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi, this is Mansub, this whole is attributed to him in Ibn Kathir, that he mentions this word dinar. Dinar is a gold coin. It has two parts to it. It has, the first part is deen, and the second part is nar. Correctly, he gets his wealth correctly, he utilizes and he spends his wealth correctly. For him this wealth, فَهُوَ دِينٌ, for him this wealth is deen. Because he's doing it correctly. وَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِغَيْرِ حَقِّهِ فَهُوَ نَارٌ. And that person who earns his wealth incorrectly, it doesn't matter who is smashing down, who is defrauding, whether it's interest, no interest, he's not interested. He's just getting his wealth anyhow, so long as the money is coming. And he's not worried about the way he spends. He spends it anyhow. Entertainment, on israf, wastage, and he's spending in the wrong avenues. فَهُوَ نَارٌ The same wealth, the same gold coin is nar. So he explains, this is the meaning of gi nar. It either, this wealth either can be your deen, or it can either be the fire of Jahannam for you. And not only fire of Jahannam in Akhirat, in this dunya you see so many people with problems with all surrounding wealth. Like that example I gave the other day, that one person who came, he's crying after accumulating millions. He's saying that if this is what the end result of wealth is, then wealth is a lanat. I want to give everything away right now. All these years I accumulated, wealth is a lanat, wealth is a curse, if it's going to bring so much of problems to me. Anyway, today we'll do one more hadith and then we'll terminate. عن عدي بن حاتم رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة متفق عليه. As عدي بن حاتم رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that save yourself from the fire of Jahannam even if it means you giving half a date in charity. Meaning you don't have to give so much. Even if you give little bit, but the fact that you're giving something. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam even if it means you're giving something. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرٍ يَرَهُ The person who does even an atom's worth of good, he will see it in the Akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal and practicing upon these beautiful hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we explained yesterday, that from amongst the best 10 days in the year, these are the best 10 days Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. And Allama Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi has added to this, and he has said that the best Jummah in the whole year is that Jummah that is found in these 10 days. And we explain why these 10 days are known as the best 10 days. Because the conglomeration of all the ibadat are found in this 10 days. You get qurbani, you're getting hajj, you're getting fasting, you're getting salat, you're getting sadaqah. All found in 10 days. So therefore, one of the reasons why, or one of the hikmats why this 10 days is the best 10 days is because of this, so many good deeds are all found together. So today is that Friday that comes in these 10 days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of spending it correctly. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.